looking at the psalm for today, Psalm 32, and we're going to go to the last two verses. King James Version says 32, 10, and 11. I'll wait for a minute. Okay, many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusteth in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about. Be glad in the Lord, and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart. What do these words mean? What does it mean to trusteth in the Lord? That means to put your confidence in, to be secure in him, to be secure in your relationship with him. Not only confidence, but confident. Being confident in him, to be bold in him and in your relationship with him. Let's trust him, huh? Sounds like a good place to be. And what are we going to receive? We're going to receive mercy. Mercy is kindness, loving kindness, goodness, and the favor of the Lord. How many want the favor of the Lord? I do. What about this mercy? What is it going to do? It's going to compass us about. It's going to surround or put a border around us. It means to whirl about. My goodness, that mercy is just whirling about us if we're confident in him and trusting him. And then what are we supposed to do? We're supposed to be glad. This is our part. Be glad, it means to rejoice and be merry. To rejoice means to spin about under the influence of any violent emotion. So if I see you spinning around in worship today, I know you're really glad and really happy that you're surrounded by the mercy of the Lord, and you as a person are trusting God. Amen. And then what are we supposed to do? We're supposed to shout. Shout, shout, shout. He doesn't just say here, sing and sing melodious. Yes, that like that. We're not supposed to just have beautiful voices. It means to creak. So anybody can rejoice and shout in him, to cry out, to sing, and to have a sound of triumph in your voice. That's our part. Spurgeon says about this psalm and these verses, he says, be glad. Happiness is not only our privilege, but it is our duty. We are not to be glad in sin or to find comfort in corn and wine and oil, but in our God is to be the garden of our soul's delight. Wow, I love that. I love the way Spurgeon talked. In the garden, in his garden is my soul's delight. I just want to be there and surrounded by everything that he has for me. Our happiness should be demonstrative. It is to be feared that the church of the present day, through a craving for excessive propriety, is growing too artificial, so that inquirers' cries and believers' shouts would be silenced if they were heard in our assemblies. Oh, heavens no. Let's be vocal in the assembly of the believers. Let's be vocal in our cries out, in our praise to him. So let's stand and let's say this verse together as we enter into worship. And we're going to say it out of the Message Bible. I told you what the King James says. So here we go from the Message. God defilers are always in trouble. God affirmers find themselves loved every time they turn around. Celebrate God. Sing together, everyone. All your honest hearts. Raise the roof.